Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300. Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Fast away. Good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Tuesday, 2nd of April, 2024. From Manx Radio, a 30-minute look at the latest news on the Isle of Man. Background to that news, we've got sport and business and travel updates and the newsmakers in person this evening. Government care home goes £2.3 million over the build budget. Latest on the assisted dying legislation, the Chief Minister says government needs to reconnect with you. Bird flu cases drop off and the Ravens came out on top at the bowl last night.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. First to my Christian Jones.
First to my people on minimum wage and living in the UK are now 69 pence an hour better off than those on equivalent pay working on the Isle of Man. As of this week, the rate across stands at £11.44 compared with £10.75 on the island. A 23-year-old man has been jailed after being caught taking a picture on Snapchat during a trial. Kyle Rees-Wright was seen snapping the defendants and the security officers at Douglas Courthouse whilst the prosecution was laying information before a jury. And March has become the fourth consecutive month with above average rainfall. Meanwhile, temperatures were approximately 0.8 degrees Celsius higher than average. In international news, the UK Foreign Office has summoned the Israeli ambassador to the UK after three British aid workers and four others were killed in Gaza. They were hit by an Israeli airstrike as they delivered food to displaced Palestinians. A man accused of historical sex offences has appeared in court after 27 years on the run. 80-year-old Richard Burrows was arrested at Heathrow Airport after returning to the UK from Thailand. And British Steel has won a major contract to produce rail tracks for Egypt. It'll supply 9,500 tonnes of the metal in Scunthorpe to make a new line stretching from the Red Sea to the Mediterranean. Those are the update news headlines. Next at 6.
Secure tomorrow today with Man Benham's guidance on powers of attorney and more. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you. Christian, from the Ronalds Way Met Office, a strong wind warning in operation for later tonight. State of sea is slight, later moderate. And the weather for the Isle of Man, cloudy this evening with a moderate northeasterly, which will bring rain overnight, minimum 7 degrees Celsius. For Ukraine, a wet day tomorrow in a moderate to fresh easterly, veering southwesterly after lunch, up to 11 Celsius and down to 5 through the night into Thursday. Jordan is cloudy with occasional showers, top temperature 10 Celsius. Tides on the way back in, high water in a little over half an hour's time at 11 minutes past 6. Sunset 2 minutes to 8 tonight, low tide 16 minutes before 1 a.m. High tide tomorrow morning, 27 minutes past 6, and sunrise at 16 minutes to 7.
Manx Glass and Glazing don't just do the big jobs. It's easy and cheap to repair broken greenhouse glass at Manx Glass and Glazing. For greenhouse glass cut to size, call 674 573.
An additional £2.3 million is being sought to pay for a new care home which has gone over budget. The story with Tessa Hawley.
The Department of Health and Social Care will ask Tynwald to approve the extra money for Summerhill View. If successful, it means the budget for the project will reach £14,905,000. In January, the development, which sits on the site of the former Glenside care home, was said to be nearing completion. However, unlike originally planned, it was revealed that Manx Care was looking at employing an independent provider to run the facility because it didn't think it could meet the staffing requirements. The 60-bed home and associated daycare centre will replace Rietna Bay, which has been deemed no longer fit for purpose. Initially, a budget of £12,557,000 was agreed, but in December 2023, the new cost forecast of more than £14 million was outlined. This led to the DHSC gaining obtaining Treasury and Council of Ministers' approval to return to Timwald for a supplementary vote, which it will do in April. The department has blamed increased construction costs, regulatory and best practice guidelines changing, and failure of a key product component for the overspend. It says a number of things have contributed to the overall cost increase, including challenges within the building material supply chain as ongoing COVID-19 and inflationary pressures continued. It adds changes were also instructed at a point in the project when all design issues should have been closed out, resulting in contractual compensation events. If Timwald approval is gained, Treasury will provide the money from the Capital Financing Reserve in respect of the excess expenditure the department has incurred during the 2023 and 2024 financial year.
Recommendations for changes to proposed laws which would permit assisted dying in the Isle of Man have been put forward. A House of Keys committee has come up with 14 conclusions, including that someone would have to have been resident on the Isle of Man for 5 years. A person's terminal illness should also have a prognosis of 12 rather than 6 months. MHK Dr. Alex Allinson is responsible for bringing the legislation forward.
When you're dealing with somebody with a terminal illness and you can chart perhaps failure of treatments and gradual deterioration, you can get an idea that they're approaching an imminent death. And certainly doctors fill out various forms for social security and pensions and also life insurance on that basis. Again, with lots of the legislation around the world, so, you know, if somebody's expected to die within 6 months, that's normally accepted as part of the eligibility criteria. Recently, the special rules in terms of claiming benefits for people who are terminally ill was extended to 12 months because the Department for Works and Pensions in the UK felt that you needed longer time to make sure that people weren't too late and too advanced in the illness. The Isle of Man Medical Society were unhappy with the 6 months because they felt that it wasn't an exact science and that it was harder to absolutely know when somebody would pass away. And so the committee thought that lengthening it to 12 months from 6 months would be sensible. Again, you know, from my point of view, if an amendment comes through to that effect, I'd welcome it, and we can have the debate on the floor of the House of Keys about this. But what this bill is trying to do is very much deal with those people with a terminal illness who are facing an imminent death. And I think there have been lots of concerns about it being expanded to other conditions, as it has been done in places like Canada. This legislation is very restrictive. It's very firm in terms of the eligibility criteria. And I think it would give a safe and effective way we could provide assisted dying to the people of the Isle of Man.
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690-300.
No problems indicated at the moment at Ronald's Way Airport. You'll have full details later on. Manxman's heading to the Isle of Man, Manannan heading for Liverpool at the moment. FC Isle of Man's boss says he's very proud of his team's performance as they earned a 3-2 victory over NWCFL Premier Division promotion hopefuls Chatterton last evening. Paul Jones explains where he thinks the win ranks amongst their displays so far this season as the Ravens prepare for an intense run of games toward the end of the season.
I thought we, you know, executed in and out of possession plan fantastically well, aside from, you know, the start, first 10 minutes and maybe the last 6 minutes of the game. We played ever so well. I think that's one of the best I've seen, certainly in terms of how we've played since, you know, I've been fortunate to be manager of the club, but yeah, really happy. It's one of our better ones. You know, all the victories we've had against these teams higher up the league have been through really disciplined performances in and out of possession, and that was certainly one of the better ones. You know, aside that first kind of 10 minutes and last 5 minutes, I thought we were excellent and really mature in our performance levels and really trusted each other on the pitch. And yeah, it's kind of up there a little bit. It's not just a backs against the wall performance either. You know, we've won some games since I've been manager where you're properly up against it for the last 20 minutes or so and you're lucky to win it. That wasn't the case. We made it harder for ourselves in the last couple of minutes than we needed to, but you know, until then we were very comfortable and kept a very good side at bay quite easily.
The season ends on the 20th of April. You've got a very intense schedule between now and then, so how much of a challenge do you think you've got ahead of you, not just to get results but also manage the squad a little bit with just how hectic the schedule is?
Yeah, you know, part of my squad management is down to availability, so the fewer players we have available, the less options I have to kind of actually make some decisions in that regard. So yeah, it will be important. You know, we carry a reasonably large player group for that reason, knowing that front of the season, back of the season, there's big demands game wise and not just playing the games but being available for the games and travelling off Ireland. And, you know, it's an unbelievable commitment that these lads put in. And, you know, I'm really proud to work with them. And hopefully we can see the season out in style, really, and keep pushing our performance levels. So, yeah, really looking forward to it. It's a bit of a challenge, but we all thrive on a challenge. So it'll be good to see how we go.
The Chief Minister said communication around the budget was lacking and government now needs to reconnect with the public. That's you, by the way. The message from Alfred Cannon, it was in as measures announced in this year's financial plan are brought into force this month.
Perhaps, although I think well trailed that it was going to be a difficult budget, did catch many people by surprise, particularly around this headline tax increase. And, you know, if I step back and if I'm honest, I think some of the communication around that, the way that it was brought over and communicated about where the emphasis of the budget was in terms of the expenditure, where what we were focusing on in terms of health and childcare provision, and also the benefit uplift for child benefit as well, and the extra support that would give to working parents. I think a lot of that was not well communicated, and I think from a strategic perspective in terms of how that fitted into our overall approach and the island plan and building our economy, perhaps some of that was disjointed and disconnected. So one of the jobs that I've clearly marked now for the next few months is to ensure that we do reconnect, and that we do, you know, reconnect with the public, we reconnect with business, and we put that emphasis both in terms of reassurance about what we're doing and the knowledge and the assessment of the impacts of what we're doing and why they're beneficial, but also perhaps now take a step back just to listen about where we need to focus, particularly the next budget, but also where we need to focus ourselves over the next 12 months.
The only radio station that's Manx, and we're proud of it. Celebrating 60 years, this is Manx Radio.
And this is Update at 18 minutes before 6, live from Douglas in the Isle of Man. A Douglas South MHK says she'd like to see government invest in providing more changing places toilets around the Isle of Man. It's after the new Tesco on Victoria Road unveiled a brand new facility last week. It's the second public toilet with a hoist on the Isle of Man, but MHK Sarah Maltby says she'd like to see more.
I couldn't believe how fantastic it is. It's giving people the choice. At the moment, you haven't got that choice. We only have one changing place on the Isle of Man, which is within the Manx Museum. So this gives people now a second option. So it means that people have got the choice now to be able to go out for a little bit longer in their day. Big motivation for me to get back onto DOI to see whether we can really push forward for one, hopefully at the sea terminal, and I would really like one at the hospital as well. So I really think that this is an opportunity to sort of show what can be done. It's fantastic that Tesco's done it, but now I'd like the government to sort of step forward and say, we're also going to match that and we're going to increase the opportunity for people to get out around the island and give that dignity to those people who require a changing place. So I was a carer for 20 years before I became an MHK. So when I walked in and I seen that, I actually felt a bit tearful. This really matters to people. It's such a simple idea. It's just a changing place. There's nothing grand or fancy about it. It's just a place that people can go to and have that dignity to be able to deal with what they need to deal with in a private space. So yeah, I did get a little bit emotional when I seen it, and I'm not embarrassed to say that. I'm proud to say that I was part of this, but this is the start of something that I hope the government can now take a grasp of and actually show that we can also expand the facilities within the Isle of Man.
Andy Sanderson, store manager of Tesco Isle of Man. Well, I've got a disabled daughter myself, so I appreciate when you have got people in your family or people you know that do have some restrictions on things that they can do, it gives people an opportunity to have a bit more independence, as I said earlier, but also to be able to come and do some shopping or be on a day out and use a facility that allows them to do the things that we all take for granted. So it's a really important thing. Yeah, we do have a lot of these in the UK in Tesco stores, and as a business we really want to try and give as much back to community. So for the Isle of Man specifically, we wanted to make sure that we had a facility like this on the island, and as you say, it is a big cost, but it's the right investment, and it's something that hopefully will get used many times by people who live on the Isle of Man.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 16 minutes before 6, Tesla posted its first annual drop in sales since the first year of the pandemic as increased EV competition from the Chinese and Western automakers ate into demand. Tesla's responded to increased competition by cutting prices. Although Tesla's more profitable than traditional car makers, the price cuts have been squeezing the profit margins that help boost the stock. And for a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookhall.com. Disneyland Paris recorded record sales last year, taking in £270.9 million, €317 million in profits and royalties. The boost, which came despite a wave of staff strikes last summer, has been credited to higher hotel room rates and the park's recent addition of a Marvel Avengers themed site. While Disneyland Paris helped contribute to a bumper year for the entertainment giant's theme park arm, Disney recently announced a decrease increase in park attendance in the first quarter of 2024, which it said was due to higher costs and inflation.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks shifted lower. The US dollar was down after earlier hitting its highest in almost 5 months. Oil gained and gold scaled yet another record peak. The numbers from Ramsey Crookall reporting at the close in London. The FTSE 100 was down 0.2% at 7,935. The DAX in Frankfurt down just over a percentage point at 18,290. A short time ago in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial down a percentage point, 39,153. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index down 1.2%, 16,200. And the S&P 500 in the Midwest down 0.9% at 5,197. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling's trading at $1.25.7, €1.16.7, and 23 South African rand, 63.1. In commodities, gold's up 0.4%, 2,258, and a barrel of Brent crude up 1.1% at $88.60.
I'm running late again. Do you know where I put my car keys?
In the fridge.
Where's my phone?
Under the dog basket.
But
you haven't forgotten that we're seeing Ramsey Crookall later?
Oh, no, of course not. 5 p.m. is it?
3:15.
I'll be there.
Life is busy. That's why Ramsey Crookall's team takes time to help you make a mindful investment decision, considering all the options, giving you full control of your financial future. Less stress, more assurance.
Forgot to put my shoes on.
Oh.
See how we can make your money work for you. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source. And Manx Radio's Update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
A Douglas Central MSK says she's totally frustrated at the lack of progress in implementing 20 miles per hour speed limits in residential areas. Anne Corlett has twice brought motions to Tymwell which were fully supported, but which haven't yet been actioned. She and her constituency colleague Chris Thomas told Manx Radio it would have real benefits.
The state of play is I'm still trying very hard to get it implemented. I have brought through motions, once in the last house, once in this, which were fully supported for residential areas to be 20 miles an hour, and I'm still waiting for infrastructure to even report on it. I am despairing at how long the Department of Infrastructure can ignore the will of Tymwald on this. I'll be bringing up quite soon is they did a consultation around Ballacameen and have had the responses in for that, and I really like to know what's going to happen now that the responses are in and what the infrastructure intend to do. Why can't we just be proactive instead of reactive, and not only for safety, for people's way of life, for our communities. This is what people are asking for, or the majority of people asking for. Not everybody's in favour of it, and I, as I say, I am just frustrated. I will not stop, but I am totally frustrated at the lack of activity.
I support it. I support better road safety. I support reclaiming residential streets for the people who live there and the people who provide services there and have businesses there. The reality, though, is DOI is the only department in government that's lost lots of roles. And as soon as the consultation response document was finished for this project, those roles disappeared. They're not in place anymore, as far as I know. When DOI applied to Treasury for funds for this project, they were turned down. So that's the reality. It's easy for Treasury to encourage the public to blame DOI, but the reality is there are 80 fewer jobs in DOI.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. Starting with cycling, and Astana Kazakhstan has announced some changes to Mark Cavendish's racing schedule. The team has confirmed the 38-year-old's programme for the coming weeks is being altered due to recent sickness and subsequent period of recovery. As a result, he will miss the Chelderpriest Classic in Belgium tomorrow and is now targeting a return at the Presidential Cycling Tour of Turkey starting on the 21st of April. It's also hoped the rider will be fit to take part in the Tour de Hungary, which gets underway on the 8th of May. The last time Cavendish raced was during this year's Milan Milano Torino on the 13th of March, in which he was forced to withdraw mid-race with gastrointestinal discomfort. Also in cycling, a top five finish for Corin Leeming was among the highlights for Cycling Club Isle of Man, which made its debut at the Ras Momane over the Easter weekend. Four riders, Leeming, Cameron Jeffers, Callum Salisbury and Conor McKinnon, formed the Manx team taking part in the Irish race held from Good Friday to Easter Monday. A positive start saw the outfit finish within the top 15 on the opening two stages, firstly taking 14th spot in the opening team time trial. The following road race saw Leeming cross the line in 13th with Salisbury not far behind in 16th. On stage 3, Leeming earned the Manx team's highest finish of 5th on the phase from New Street to Hill Market, with Salisbury also impressing again in 15th. And in motorsport, Michael Rutter's plans have been confirmed for this year's Isle of Man TT races. The seven-time TT winner will be part of an unchanged Bathams racing lineup at this year's event alongside Craig Neave. Rutter will contest the Superbike and Senior classes on board BMW M1000RR machinery whilst competing in the Super Twin category on a Yamaha R7. Last year, the rider from Bridgnorth's best finish came in the Super Twin TT Race 1 in 8th. He also managed top 10 finishes in the Superbike TT and Superstock TT Race 2. Rutter was a retirement in the 2023 Senior Race.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronald's Way. Next, it's the 7:30 EasyJet from London Gatwick on time. The 5-8 Loganair returning patient transfer. Loganair from Liverpool, that's on time. And the 10-9 Loganair to London City, showing on time. Outbound, 6 o'clock Loganair to Liverpool and the returning 8 o'clock EasyJet to London Gatwick, all on time. On the roads, temporary lights on the Andreas Road north of St Jude's. Temporary lights on Lazare Road near the Glen Alden Junction for wall building repair. In Ramsey, in Knockshary, temporary lights on the Coast Road at the Switchback Junction for some drainage work. And in Starvey, phase closures on the Starvey Road for water main work. Water main work 2 on the Ballachill Ferry Road at Colby and the Cian Drogheda Road in Andreas. Between Bishop's Court and Balaff, you've got temporary lights on the TT course, temporary lights on Braddon Road near Strangclose for a new pedestrian crossing, temporary crossing. In Laxey, some lights on New Road between Old Laxey Hill and Lurgy Graw for crane work. Hillside Avenue Douglas closed through to Circular Road. A section of Switzerland Road closed for construction work. Temporary lights on Brighton Terrace at the Mount Bradder Junction for gas main replacement. Lights on Lord Street temporarily replacing existing pedestrian lights at near Ridgeway Street for duct insulation. And the Matrix sign showing no problem on the mountain.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with Quayside.
There's been a significant drop in the number of cases of bird flu recorded on the Isle of Man. Dr. Amy Beckett's chief veterinary office for the Department of Environment, Food and Agriculture.
We're not seeing anywhere near as many cases, either in wild birds or in kept birds, over the last 6 months as we have done. Particularly, normally it's a disease we see more of in winter, and we're certainly not seeing the number of cases, which is excellent news.
Do we know why it's declining in this way?
To be honest, I don't think there is one definite answer. I think it's probably for a number of reasons. I think some of it will be because there will be some immunity that's built up in the wild bird population. So although avian influenza certainly can kill birds, some birds will, a bit like us with a viral infection, will build up immunity to it. There's other reasons. So the weather, people perhaps improving their biosecurity in their own kept birds, so preventing it coming into the kept bird population. But I have to say, it's a little bit unexpected how much it has dropped. I mean, we don't believe it's this appeared, and there are still a few cases cropping up in Great Britain, so I suspect we still potentially will have a few wild birds that could still have the virus over here. So I certainly would advise that if people have their own birds, that they continue to practice good biosecurity to protect their own birds.
Is it similar to human flu in that it has various guises and comes in very different forms each time?
Yes, it's similar to the human flu virus. Not the same virus, obviously, but it's similar from that aspect that, yes, it can evolve and mutate as well.
It has had a pretty disastrous effect on the bird population around the UK. Well, not just the UK, hasn't it?
Yes, it certainly has. Some of the wild bird populations, unfortunately, have been, devastated by it. We certainly have seen quite a considerable amount, particularly in the summer months, in our seabirds, but not enough that we think it's sort of decimated any of our populations, thank goodness.
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates.
As of this week, if you earn minimum wage on the Isle of Man, you're worse off than if you earned a minimum wage in the UK. Here's Lewis Foster.
The Isle of Man has been surpassed on this front, with minimum wage workers in the UK now earning £11.44, a rise from the previous rate of £10.42. Meanwhile, the Manx minimum wage remains unchanged since this time last year at £10.75. There's been no increase at the start of the new financial year because the Minimum Wage Committee said it was previously unsure how it would affect Manx businesses. Since then, however, Treasury Minister Alex Allenson asked if the committee would consider recommending an interim increase. The committee says it received favourably the suggestion of a 6% rise. However, that would lead to a rate of £11.39, still below the UK. So instead, it's recommended an interim rise to £11.45, 1 pence above the UK's rate, to leave Manx workers ever so slightly ahead as a minor recognizance of the increased cost of living on the island. It's also recommended the youth rate, over compulsory school age but under 18, of £8.05 should increase to £8.50, slightly below the 6% proposal of £8.53. The committee says it felt the saving of 3 pence an hour may assist employers. It will leave those workers behind their UK counterparts, though. Whilst no announcement has been made since, Treasury has previously committed to increasing the rate at some point this year. In February, a contractor was tasked with carrying out an impact assessment, with the work due to be completed this week. The committee says it will consider that impact assessment and come back with a more fully considered wage recommendation to be considered and implemented by October.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's News Department. Thanks to newsreader Christian Jones, producer Siobhan Fletcher. After the news at 6, Manx on the Moon, Greatest Hits with Chris Kinley. The Manxman is in Douglas Harbour, Mananan, just about in Liverpool. I'll be back tomorrow.
WINT.